This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. State leaders and parents are asking lawmakers for additional money to help fight the fentanyl epidemic in Colorado. More than 1,800 people have died from the drug this year alone. That's more than double the number of deaths since 2019. Boulder District Attorney Michael Dougherty says he treats those deaths like a murder investigation because many of those who died didn't know they were taking the drug. They thought they were taking a sleep aid or some pain medication.
Think about all the parties you were at, and someone when you were a teenager or in your young 20s, someone would say, take a sip of this, try this. That sip can kill people today.
Attorney General Phil Weiser is asking that more resources be directed to law enforcement to beef up investigations into illegal fentanyl distribution and for public awareness campaigns. The State Transportation Commission approved a policy Thursday that could shift billions of dollars in state funding from building more roads to investing in more climate-friendly transportation like public transit. Business groups worry it could lead to fewer highway expansions, but Transportation Commissioner Jessica Holquin says there's a connection between
a stable climate and environment and a stable business environment. We know that climate change does not spare any industry.
The policy takes effect next year. Renovations at Denver International Airport will likely get more expensive. Denver City Council will soon decide whether to give Hensel Phelps another $900 million to complete the Great Hall renovation. The company took over the project after the city broke off its agreement with the original developer in 2019 over cost disagreements. The new plan would also add four more years to the construction, with completion set for late 2028. Both of Colorado's U.S. senators now support limiting the use of the filibuster. That's the rule that requires most bills get 60 votes in the Senate to pass. Senator John Hickenlooper announced this week that the rules should be changed, at least when it comes to passing Democratic bills on voting rights. Senator Michael Bennett has been saying for a while that he supports major reforms to the filibuster rule. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.